Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano program, welcome in. All right, we got competing big stories out there today. Jeff Flake goes down. That's a good thing. Along with Corker. But also, the tide may have spun yesterday toward maybe a sense now of looking more at the Clintons, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and others around all this Russian stuff going way back when, even Manafort. So there's at least three areas that have come up around the Russian thing. I wanted to ask you just a question, too, and I'm going to ask Ed Terzansky this, too. I believe this whole thing is important, but I got to confess, after a while, it's mind-numbing, is it not? Right, since the election, around this stuff, this drumbeat, and it's all about trying to say the election was fraudulent. Some people get highfalutin. I think we ought to, you know how I feel about Putin. Putin is evil. I don't care who says he's not or whatever. He's a killer. He's evil. And he did try to screw with this election. I get the importance of that and being aware of that and pushing back. But it's mind-numbing, the spin that's placed on this and the CNN emphasis on it. Joining us to break down some of the big things that happened yesterday with all this, though, is Ed Terzansky, John Templeton Fellow at the Foreign Policy Research Institute. Ed, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us. And Ed, do you kind of share that after a while, though? This becomes mind-numbing.
Tom, I think there are so many moving pieces, and the timelines get a bit confused. So it's hard for people to keep track of what's happening, especially when you start throwing in acronym and foreign-sounding names. So all of that, it's almost to the point where you've got to come up with a scorecard and a map just to chart this, because there are a lot of moving pieces here. It's that simple.
Yeah, and the big takeaway for me is legitimately with Putin and future elections and what the Russians were trying to do here is that we have to figure out ways to be wary of this. I don't think they were successful in the meme that's out there, Ed, but I am concerned with what he's trying to do.
Yes, and Dom, I would add to that. There's this notion that's arisen within the debate that suggests, gee, for the first time, the Russians tried to influence our election.
Mm-hmm.
That's simply not true. The Russians have had a thumb on the American political system going back for decades, going back to the 1930s. And I think what has happened is that the role technology plays,
yes,
in terms of communication, the raising of money, and the formation of opinions, that has made it easier for outside players to exert influence in unseen ways. So it really, I think it's as much a discussion about our susceptibility to being influenced by technology as it is the Russians trying to discredit our system. And that's what they were trying to do. They ultimately wanted to create doubt and discredit any winner in the race. Didn't matter who it was. And they deal with something called kompromat, which is compromising material. They're always collecting it, which is why, just to take a step back into ancient history, it's so very important that we know exactly what was on Hillary's emails. She says she deleted them. She had them on a private server.
Mm-hmm.
If the Russians are 10 feet tall and all-knowing, and they're hacking into our electoral systems the way she maintains, how can she say with a straight face that they don't know the contents of all of those emails, many of which likely had classified information. In fact, some of we know had classified information. So this is a technology story as much as it is one of attempted influence.
Brilliantly put. Now, the first item on the agenda, maybe the one where there's the most solid investigatory work to go on this, is Uranium One with the Clintons. Hillary Clinton, we know, signing off the Russians, the uranium. Ed, and the little bit I know with this, it's not just giving them capability or our nuclear capability. It's also our nuclear power plants. We are not necessarily right. uranium rich as a country.
Yes. So we have about a fifth of the uranium that we need in order to fuel the nuclear power industry, which supplies 20% of our electrical use.
Mm-hmm.
So people think, well, Uranium One meant that the Russians were going to mine and then take out of the country all of the uranium. Not necessarily, but they would be in a position to compromise our ability to get our hands on what we need. So in that respect, it's a very serious national security issue. And I think what's very telling is the fact that the stories about this aren't coming out of Fox News or talk radio right now. They're coming out of the Washington
yep.
Post and the Hill magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, once it gets into mainstream conventional news sources, then more people start to pay attention to it, and other sources cannot ignore it.
And
they're going to have to follow.
Right, and I would add, maybe there are forces out there, because of all the antagonism toward the Clintons, and to try to get her to go away because she harms the Democrat Party.
Oh, could be.
It could be that. That's more logical yes. than anything, because she's a gift to Republicans.
Yes, and I would add to this, to the calculus that we're doing, an excellent piece by our mutual friend Andy McCarthy in National Review, where he goes through what we know about the prosecution and the investigation of Uranium One. He points out that it's not just a Hillary Clinton scandal. It's an Obama administration scandal.
Right.
There are familiar names right now involved in this Russia probe, or the ones who gave rise to it, who all had some role to play in this Uranium One scandal. And Dom, I'll summarize it the way Andy did in his piece. This stinks.
Absolutely. Now, Ed, I don't know if you happened to see this last night with Tucker Carlson and a source. This Manafort guy is, you know, caught up in just about everything,
yeah.
and being around him is going to be nothing but trouble. But he's also mainly a central figure with the Podesta brothers, who were aiding and abetting or lobbying for the Russians.
Yes, and I think Paul Manafort is one of those people that reasonable, intelligent people ought to maintain a safe distance from him.
Yeah, miles and miles, yes.
Right. Shame on Trump that he brought him into the campaign, but at least he cut his losses quickly, got rid of him quickly. But Podesta is another one of these influence peddlers. Dom, in the end, we're going to find out that the Clinton campaign, and more precisely, I think, the foundation,
yes,
and all of the hangers-on, had many dealings that if they were exposed to the full scrutiny of the media and the law, wouldn't look so good. And this Manafort thing, he's going to prison. I think he's in deep trouble. I think Mueller has the goods on him. And you'll notice that this entire Russia probe has pretty much degenerated into Paul Manafort and the question of whether he was a properly registered lobbyist. Did he disclose
mm-hmm.
all of his dealings? Did he pay his taxes? That kind of thing. And suddenly Podesta's name is there for a reason.
Absolutely. Ed, thank you as always. Is there a website? I didn't ask you that the last time, where people find, we know you're a fellow at the Foreign Policy Research Institute. Is there a website to find Ed?
Sure. EdwardTerzanski.com. And again, the Foreign Policy Research Institute, FPRI.org.
Very good. Ed, thank you.
Thanks for the plug.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.